So, this is Forrest Elise interviewing Hazel Van Camp on June 22nd, 2015 at 2:10. All right, so Hazel, can you take us back to the time, when you were telling me before about the whole conception process and meeting your husband to be? Do you mind sharing that story with us?
Oh, my doctor predicted that I would never be able to have a family because I'd had a little fever. And so when Arlo proposed to me, I told him that I'd been told that. And he was gone for quite a while and then came back and says, "I want to take my chances." So we were really surprised and tickled when I got pregnant. Then we had our boy in October 51.
So, how long after you had gotten married did you conceive?
We were married in March of 50, so. And I never had a sick day all the time I was pregnant. Woke up in the morning about 2 o'clock with labor pains. He was born 1 minute before midnight.
Can you tell us, about your lifestyle, what you did and
We
what your
were,
home life?
at that time, my husband was working for a farmer.
So what did your average day look like?
Mine? Well, taking care of the house and crocheting.
That's okay. Don't worry. This will be edited, any pauses, all my questions will be edited out and stuff like that. So we can just have a conversation too. I know it's weird with the recording right there. But I'm very curious about what the process was back then. So did you have a lot of doctor visits, or where did you live exactly? Were you in a rural area or an urban area?
Was a rural, out, I suppose, 5, 6 miles from town.
And would you visit the doctor in town?
Yes. In a small town.
Were there just one doctor, or is there?
One doctor in the town.
What were those visits like? Just,
Just regular visits, yeah.
So, did he walk you through what to expect, or did you know what to expect from your mother,
I
or?
had no idea. But the doctor currently explained it for me.
So, had you planned on having the baby in a hospital in the town?
Yes, in a different town.
Why is that?
Because there was no hospital in the town where the doctor was.
So was that a long drive?
No, 8 or 10 miles.
So when your labor pain started up, well, first of all, how was your experience of pregnancy? Were
I
you
felt better when I was pregnant than when I was any other time, other than being heavy in the front.
Why is that?
Because you've got that extra weight.
No, I mean, why did you feel better?
I don't know, I just did. Never had a sick day all the time I was pregnant on all three of them.
That's great. Some women were just meant to have babies.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then take us back to when your labor pain started up. You said at 1 in the morning?
Yeah, around 1 or 2, something like that.
And you were with your husband, and were they just, were they kind of minor at first? Like you could work
Yeah,
through them?
they were bad at first, then they kind of let up, and then they set in again later.
So then at some point, did you call the doctor and he said go to the hospital, or did you guys just decide to go?
We waited a while and then went. And they called the doctor after we got at the hospital.
So, can you tell us about the hospital experience?
They wanted to give me gas. I refused to take it because I wanted to see that baby when I was born.
Oh, that's really touching. Yeah, because I know around that time they, would give people gas or scopolamine or ether, and women don't remember the experience at all.
I would get through all of it.
So with each child, you refused gas?
Yeah.
So was it a long labor process?
Well, off and on, it wasn't bad until right at the last.
Did you have to push for a long time?
Not too terribly long, no. Just the pains would be there, and then they'd let up, and then for a while, and then they'd come back.
Did you give birth on your back on a bed? Did you have stirrups or anything?
Yeah.
What were the stirrups like?
You just put your feet in them so they're...
So, what was... Do you remember after you gave birth, did they give you the baby right away, or did they...
That I don't remember.
Did you stay at the hospital for very long after you gave birth?
Oh, back then we did.
Can you, since they're going to edit out my questions, can you say things like sometimes, you know, I stayed a long time at the hospital or something to reference the hospital for us, just so that when we're editing it won't be a problem to you?
I don't know, 4 or 5 days, I imagine.
Yeah, okay. Did you nurse?
Pardon?
Did you nurse?
I tried to, but there was nothing there for the baby. He said I'd starve him.
Really?
We had to put him on a bottle.
Was it like that with all 3 children?
Yes.
How long did you try to nurse before they suggested the bottle?
I don't know how long it was. When the doctor told me I was starving anymore, we had to do something. I don't remember how long it was.
Do you remember at the time what was in the bottle? Because I know you guys didn't have formula.
No, we used regular milk. And I don't remember what we put in it. Of course, you had to heat it up. That's a long time ago.
I know. That's why we're so happy to be talking to you. Yeah. Okay, so then you were able to bring your child home. And what was your home life experience with your child, with the baby?
Well, it was good because he wasn't a cranky baby. And then I babysat my sister-in-law's baby that was just a month younger than him. They were small enough you could put them in the same crib, one at the other end. When my baby saw me pick the other one up, he didn't like that. He raised a heck of a fight.
They're very intuitive, aren't they, babies?
What?
Babies, they have good intuition, you know.
Yeah.
Like little people.
I never even thought about it when I picked the other baby up to take care of it, you know, and he let out a yell.
Did he sleep good? Sleep through the night?
He had his days and nights mixed up. And the doctor gave him some medicine and got him switched around. And I never had a fussy baby.
So the medicine helped him sleep?
Yeah, it got him turned around.
So then, how long did you wait between that baby and the next one? Was it right away, or was there...
She was born in 52, in December. So, October, November, December, 14 months.
And
that one, I got up in the morning and done a big load of wash. My husband was working about 15, 20 miles from town. And labor started, so I called down there where he was working, and the lady answered the phone, and she says, "Oh, Hazel, they're in Akron, and I have no idea where they're at." So I hung up. It wasn't too awful long, and he come driving in, because they had just drove in their yard when she hung up the phone.
Wow. So as soon as they drove in, you guys went...
I have everything ready. They had to get my clothes off the line and everything. Somebody else did, I didn't. But that one didn't take as long.
Was it the same doctor that delivered
yes,
you?
Yes, all 3 of them.
That's nice. So he knew what you were, what you were like and what you wanted.
That's it.
Do you remember meeting the baby after you delivered with the second one?
You're asking me to remember a long time
ago. I know. I'm terrible. I'm just curious if they put the baby in a nursery or if the baby stayed in the room with you.
Oh, no. All babies that are in the nursery come in and long enough to nurse them and feed them, and they take them back.
And so did you look at them through the glass, or, you know, did you visit them at the nursery, or did they just bring them in for feedings?
You pretty much stayed in bed, and they brought them in to feed them.
Did you suffer from any, like, tearing or anything like that, residual, like, recovery stuff?
Nope.
No. So you didn't have those terrible hemorrhoids like I had?
No.
Okay, so then you've had three children, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So was the third one any different, or were they just...
Yeah, that one was different because we was about 25 miles from the hospital. You dropped the other two kids off with his family, went to the hospital, and delivery was on second floor. They took me up on delivery, and he went down to get a bottle of pop. He opened the pop and the doctor was there and says, "You have a daughter." So he thought we better quit or we'd never make it in time.
That's the way to have a baby though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be in pain for too long. Did you labor at home for a long time before you went in?
Not too long, because they started out harder than the others did.
Yeah, they say they speed up, you know, as you go on, you have more children.
Mm-hmm. No, I was never sick.
Since you had other children, did the other children help out with the baby or anything?
Oh, yeah.
So can you think back to around the time where their births around the same months? Were they in similar, like, summer times or winter times?
No, June was the last one. October and December were the first one. It was in South Dakota, so it was...
So that must have been different. That was different. What was it like to have a baby in winter versus summer?
Oh, I don't know. You just had to keep them more bundled up if you took them out. That's all the only difference.
Did the farmhouse have good heat?
Mm-hmm. Wood. We had the pot-belly stoves. You had to bring the wood in. And
yeah, a lot of work to keep things hot and keep things cool back then, huh?
Back then, that's what we used for cooking and heating. You had to bring cubs in to help start the fire at the kitchen range. And the second one threw them all over the floor. You had to make her pick them up, and if you went in the other room for something, you'd come back coughed all over the floor.
So is that how you heated up milk
on the range? Yeah.
Interesting. So did you have did you use any of the farm animals' milk?
Yeah. The cows.
So right there on the farm, you could just milk the cow and use that for feeding the babies.
That's what we're using. Well, you boiled it or something. I don't remember now. And then we put something in it. I don't remember what all that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. You know, I've said my birth story a couple times now, and I forget things every time, remember new things every time. If you think of anything else, though, we'd be glad to get as much information as possible so we can always come back. Well, interesting. So is there anything else that you can think of that we didn't talk about regarding that time?
No.
Actually, can you think of anything else? Let me look at my questions.
We had a good babysitter dog. Put kids out in the yard, and he'd go to crawl under the fence, and he'd grab him by the pants and pull him back. And you'd go out and holler for him, and the dog would come to the house, and then go back and get him, bring him up to the house. The dog didn't show up. He was laying down sleeping someplace across the dog.
That's good.
Yeah.
I wish our dogs were like that.
And a man came to see my husband one time, and we went walking around out to the barn, and the dog was behind him, her tail wagging, and he turned around because my husband was gone. So he turned around and started to the house. The dog stopped him at the gate. He couldn't go any farther.
That's good.
Kids were in there.
Smart
dog. Yeah, so he was possessive. Yeah. So when you brought the babies home, did you introduce them to the dogs at all, or the dog?
No, I can't remember to really introduce them to him. She took care of it.
What kind of dog?
German Shepherd.
Wow. Those are very smart dogs.
She sure was. And I picked the boy up one day to spank him for some reason. And fortunately, we had her tied up. Otherwise, she'd come out after me. She was protecting that boy.
Is that that boy right there?
No, that's my second husband.
Oh.
I missed 50 years by 6 weeks.
Wow.
Okay. He didn't quite make it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough thing with, you know, having a long, full life sometimes. Lose some good ones on the way. Well, let's see. Was there anything that surprised you about the process of having children, since you weren't really knowledgeable before you started?
Other than being surprised that I got pregnant.
Did you have sisters or brothers?
I had one of both, older sister and a younger brother.
Did you see his birth when you were a kid?
I was 6, but no. My sister was the oldest, and I was, I don't know, somewhere else when she had him, so the stork brought him.
I wish, right? All right, let's see. I think we're pretty good.
Those things I gave you, you won't be interested in at all. That's just about me. You don't.
No, I'm very interested. Please, can I keep it? I'm very interested in it. Yeah, I'm absolutely interested in it. I was reading some of it before we started, and I think it's fascinating. Okay, well, I think it's fudge time. So I think we'll go ahead and hit stop on the recorder.